Right now, the WBRP operates a community garden, helps facilitate the veggie oasis, providing free produce during the growing season, runs the book bike, and operates the tool library, lending a wide range of tools to anyone who needs one for free. The not-for-profit WBRP will soon add a bike co-op to its list of services. In the studio are Dan Stedman, who's part of an ad hoc committee working to establish the co-op. He has a long history in bike-related issues as the former president and current board member with the Friends of the Constitution Trail. Tani Lathrop is the incoming president of the West Bloomington Revitalization Project. Thanks to each of you for taking your time to be here on Sound Ideas.
Thank you.
Thank you.
The West Bloomington Revitalization Project is already involved in bikes. There's something called Walk In, Bike Out. Is the bike co-op in addition to or in place of this Walk In, Bike Out?
So this year we will be holding the Walk In, Bike Out as we have for the last 6 years, where people can come and get a free bike on, this year it's April 22nd. But after that, we're going to be transitioning to a more focus on the bike co-op, and I can let Dan speak to that.
The Walk-In Bike Out's been great. It's been very successful. We've given away over 1,000 bikes, but there's always been this little bit of a follow-up problem where if the bike, after it was given away, if something happened to it, flat tire, something mechanical failed on it, the bike would sometimes not be able to be serviced by whoever got it. So we're hoping that a co-op will give a little bit more of an educational component to it and get people back riding and also learn how to repair their own bicycles. So we're trying to kind of transition to a little bit more educational.
So how does Walk In, Bike Out, or the future co-op, intersect with the WBRP's mission? Is this right in the group's wheelhouse, would you say, Tani?
Well, Walk In, Bike Out has been a part of our organization since its conception back about 7 years ago. And when the TESCA project came out and we were looking at needs for West Bloomington, affordable transportation was part of that. So we've been doing Walk In, Bike Out for quite a while now, but we need this ad hoc committee to kind of get us started on the bike co-op because this is new ground for us.
Now, Rick Heiser has been kind of the driving force for the Walk In, Bike Out for all 6 of the years. Plus, he collects bikes from everybody, ISU, both police departments, people donate bikes and everything. So we're going to all, the group of guys and folks that have helped repair the bikes through the last 6 years are all pretty much involved in the committee that's figuring out how we're going to go this and how it's going to be directed.
And Rick Heiser will continue to be involved in this program you're launching?
Yes.
A bike co-op's been talked about for years in the community, and one of the obstacles was a permanent location set up specifically for a co-op. How did this location come about?
Well, WBRP started about 10 years ago, and we got a very small space to start running the organization out at 800 West Washington, which is now a barbershop. And we outgrew it quickly with the tool library and a lot of our other programs. So we moved across the street, which is where we're at now, 801. And we've outgrown that space too. Even Walk In, Bike Out is run out of a separate location. So we needed more space. The Jesus House location, kitty corner from where we're currently at.
So you'll be in your third house on that
yes,
corner.
Yes, right on that same corner. Yeah. So when it went for sale, within a few days, we had a group of people going in there to look at it because WBRP really wanted to invest in the neighborhood by buying a building. And here was one right where we were already located. They would have more space, and it would allow each of our current programs to have more space and more presence, but it would also allow us to bring in a WBRP bike co-op as well.
And Dan, being the bike person that you are, you've been in the building, I assume. Does
yes.
it measure up?
Oh, it used to be a market. It used to be Eddie's Market in the day. So
oh, that's
got,
right, yeah, yeah.
It's down on that main floor. It's 3,000 square feet, so yeah, it's great. The history of the Walk In, Bike Out is that we've been only put in places where the city of Bloomington's allowed us to be. So we used to be in the Lincoln Street parking garage. Now we're in a classroom at the Creativity Center, which has been great, but we can't stay there. They're going to be doing some remodeling there. And so a permanent place for us will make it so that once we have our stands and all our tools and every equipment, we can leave it there and then kind of go from there and take advantage of the size of the building and the height of the ceilings and everything. It's going to be great.
So how does this work? Walk me through the process. I'm interested in a bike through this bike co-op. What do I do? What happens?
Depends what you want to do. If you just want to purchase a bike, there will be bikes for sale, ranging in prices from, you know, we're kind of using the model of the Peoria Bike Co-op. We've been over there a couple times, and they're really great, really good helpers. They give us a lot of good ideas. They charge somewhere in, average price of their bikes is $80, and ranging from $5 to $200.
And these are new bikes, rebuilt bikes?
They're rebuilt bikes. Donations, so occasionally you're going to get a bike that looks like it's new. And in fact, you know, we just recently had a donation this week that the bike had been ridden three times, so I consider that a new bike. But yeah, they're going to be mostly rehab bikes. And then, so that's one model. You come in and just make a purchase. The other model is that you can come in and join to be a member. A membership's $50 a year, or you can spend 5 to 6 hours of volunteer time. That's your annual membership, and then you can work to earn a bicycle. So either model is great. We're just hoping to get people involved. We're hoping to get the 18-year-olds involved and under, too.
And members would probably get a cheaper price than someone just walking off the street.
Right. There's a discount for parts, because we're going to be selling used parts, and so yes, they would get a little bit better.
So you don't have to be a member to buy a bike. You don't even have to be. You don't even have to put in volunteer work to be a member. There are different ways of working this.
Yeah, we're just trying not to turn anybody away. We went out to the LA Bike Kitchen, which is a co-op out in LA over the Christmas holidays, and you know their biggest thing is they just want to get people involved, and you don't want to turn anybody away.
Tani, what kind of research did this group do before you decided to take this step?
We'd been doing walk-in, bike-out as a West Bloomington Revitalization Project for so long that we knew that there was the need there. Every year, so many people show up to receive a bike, so we knew that people wanted bicycles. But as Dan said, there was always the follow-up problem of where do they go to get those serviced at an affordable price. So the bike co-op is going to be able to fill that need. As far as research, I think it was more just of a feeling. We just knew that need was out there.
You were supplying a demand to a supply and demand situation, basically.
Right.
People may think that this is just for kids, but it's really for people of just about any age interested in a bike. Will this help fulfill some transportation needs for some adults or teenagers who are maybe trying to get to and from work or school or something like that?
We absolutely hope so, because you know, bicycling for your leisure and recreation is great. It's a healthy thing to do, and we want to help anybody who wants to do that, but affordable transportation to and from work is a need that a lot of people have. And Connect Transit is great. You can put your bike on the bus, but sometimes if you need to get between bus routes or maybe if you live close enough that you can bike, you know, this is a great way to have reliable transportation that's always going to be able to get you to your job or appointments or, you know, whatever you need to do.
And talk a little bit, Dan, about the sense of pride or ownership that goes into someone who helps actually build their own bicycle that they're using. I would assume that you would just generally be more protective of it. You would use it more. You would cherish it more, right?
Yeah, you're more invested in any time you buy something. And so, and I think that increases the interest in wanting to get it repaired. So the majority of the bikes that fail after we repair them, from what we hear from the bike shops, is that they have flat tires. And if they get discarded by that, that's kind of disappointing. So if we can provide that opportunity for them to get the thing fixed for a reasonable price, even if they're not members, you can come in as a non-member and pay a little bit to get it fixed. And they can also learn along the way. That's the one difference between a bike shop and us, is that we're going to have them right by us showing them how to do it, because it's not a drop-off situation. It's where, you know, you come in and we teach you how to do it.
What are some of the simple things that can go wrong with a bicycle? Obviously, flat tire is the main thing I think most people probably deal with or understand if they're not bike riders, if that's what goes on. But what else happens?
Chains go out of chains and the gears get out of alignment. The brakes get out of alignment. You know, things get loosened up, and a lot of people think that this is like the bike has failed. And, you know, obviously it was in an accident or it gets hit by a car or something like that. Hopefully no one is on it. But most of the time it's little simple adjustment stuff and flat tires. It really is. So,
beyond bikes, what about connecting the community, teaching and working with kids from the community? What can be gained in this area, do you guys think?
Well, WBRP has a commitment to our neighborhood, to our neighbors, to the youth in the area, and we have been able to bring them in on a lot of the projects we do, either at the tool library or in the garden or any of the other programs that you mentioned. So far, with Walk In, Bike Out, using volunteers to fix up those bikes. We haven't been able to reach out to the youth to learn those skills. So with having when our doors open, people can come in. They can go to the WBRP Bike Co-op. They can go to the WBRP Tool Library. They can access a bunch of stuff all in one place. So whether you're coming in for the Bike Co-op, you could learn about the Tool Library and vice versa. So we hope it just brings a lot of new people in, and we can engage that many more, you know, partners.
Yeah, and WBRP also has a computer lab too. And you know, again, there's folks, I mean, I'm sure they feel like somebody coming in to use a computer lab is going to see that there's other programs available to use.
Are you in need of anything special before this place opens? Tools, other kinds of furnishings, things like that?
We are. We're actually in need of three major things. Volunteers. The building is in good shape. I wouldn't say it's in perfect shape. It's an old historic building, and we're going to need some volunteers to help us get up to the standards that we want to be at, as well as just moving from our current spot. Even though it's across the street, we have to move all the stuff. So we'll need volunteers. We will need stuff. We have a wish list of things that people might have and they're getting rid of. You can see that on our website. And then the other thing we need is funds. This is a really big step for our organization, going from a renting situation to an owning a building situation. We need to be prepared for that. And we want to make this such a great location. We're raising funds. We're actually trying to raise $100,000 in the next few months, which is a tall order, though we're at 48K right now. So we're
so you're good, almost at the halfway point.
We're almost at the halfway point, and we haven't even really opened up the campaign yet. So volunteers, stuff, and funds are things that we need.
Dan and Tani, thanks so much for your time here on Sound Ideas today. We appreciate it.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Dan Stedman is a part of an ad hoc committee working to establish the WBRP Bike Co-op, and Tani Lathrop is the incoming president of the West Bloomington Revitalization Project. And I'm Willis Kern.